Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Top story today. Pam's leaving the show.
That's big news.
Going off to the United States Coast Guard.
That's news to them.
Yeah. We're happy and proud.
Thank you.
Sad at the same time.
Right.
Same.
Yeah. Sad.
So the person who started all this is in studio now.
Aha!
It's all your fault. Kristen Okinson, our general manager, is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's a sad day.
Sad day.
Yeah.
Very sad.
We're happy for her, but sad for us.
Why are we smiling then?
It is bittersweet for sure.
Now, did you hire Pam over there or did you, what happened?
Yeah, I came on, we used to have an office in Norwalk, and I came on back in 2009, I think. Keith would know this date.
Yeah, he loves dates.
He knows all
it could have been 2008. I'm not really sure.
He's a freaking Rolodex.
Right. I think it was 2009, and I came into the office as the general manager, and there were four radio stations down in Westport, Norwalk at the time, and Pam was a salesperson for the two AM stations, WNLK and WSCC.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
How long had you been a salesperson, Pam?
Since 2005.
All right, so five to like nine. So you had been there for 3 or 4 years
and
at
almost
point.
Made a sale.
Enough years to be successful.
Mm-hmm. I was good at the AM side.
She was on the cusp.
I can sell spots for like $2. That's why.
Spots are $2.
Yeah.
Right. But she was one of the people that I knew right off the bat were the total superstar because I came in with a box of donuts.
Nice.
And none of the employees would eat the donuts because I was trying to, whatever,
nice
be difficult.
Gesture. Right.
And I found Pam in the corner eating my donuts and I turned the corner and there she was with donuts in her face.
Shoving
me. And I said, we're going to be friends for
life.
Natural habitat. Yes.
Dottie's donuts.
Yeah. The Dottie's donuts, they're the best.
Later on, they put traps out for her.
Yeah.
She was the only one that would eat my donuts.
Yeah. I was caught. She was catching me going for seconds.
Right.
So when I turned around, I think I had one in my hand and one in my mouth. And I turned around and she was right behind me.
You don't know like if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
But I was like, I can't disrespect and these are good.
So why are you so hungry? I mean, sales. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
But as you say, she's authentic and she was eating the donuts. Didn't matter who was there.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
See?
Yeah, and then you had this faith in her that, a lot of people, like if you're not selling stuff, it's like, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe we need to.
Yeah.
But you kept her here, and there was a reason for that.
Yeah, because she has, as an incredible attitude. I mean,
her spirit.
Her spirit is always happy.
She has a total attitude.
I've said that from the beginning. Yeah. We'll find a place for her no matter what. And that stands true. I mean, no matter what happens, there's always a place for Pam. And, we work together so many hours. We spend more time together than we do with our own families. And so it's important to have people like Pam in your world because they make the day better. So when I would have a staff meeting, or sometimes they were good and sometimes they were a little bit more challenging, I could always look out and see Pam and it was a sense of comfort.
Positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still eating a donut. Stop it, right?
I didn't know if Pam was good or not good. I don't keep track of that stuff. But every time I saw her in the hall,
hi, Chaz!
Yeah.
She's walking with this enthusiasm like she just made the biggest sale ever.
And I didn't.
But she was on the cusp.
Very coachable, though.
Yeah, on the cusp.
Thank you for always supporting me. I mean, you definitely did not need to.
No, but that's the thing.
That's
like,
true,
most people would be like, sales isn't for you. Thank you.
Yeah.
We wish you nothing but the best.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when we were out, when Pam first started on the air with you guys, and we were at an event somewhere. It wasn't even a PLR event, but someone came up to her and said, are you Pam from Chaz and AJ? And she's like, yeah. And they said, can I get my picture with you? And we giggled so hard because we're like, what's happening?
What? They want to take a picture?
With you?
Yeah.
So weird.
And then it just became a flop. So it was really awesome to see at the roast, there was a line of people waiting
to take
a picture with Pam. Like, I get goosebumps thinking about it because I remember that moment just giggling that someone wanted to take a picture.
It was so weird. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah. See,
that
person was U.S. Marshal, just so you
know. Who are they? Evidence.
They put him in cuffs and took her away.
Right.
It worked.
Hats off to you for seeing something there and keeping her here.
Yeah.
And thank you to you for
thank you so much.
Having her here for us.
Right, exactly.
I know she tried out on Star, right?
Yeah.
Like I forget if it was, who was who was not there at that time? Like, who were you trying out
for? It was with Tad and Tommy Edison, right. Who was on Traffic.
All right, so this is before Anna.
This is before Anna, yeah. Right,
so right. You tried out in that role.
Yeah.
What was your, what did you think of that? That wasn't a good fit?
I don't remember, so
I wasn't good.
I'm not sure.
This is why she's.
I didn't know what.
We obviously need to try again. So
yeah, they did.
Yeah, no, it's and it was. This is the perfect fit.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Right.
I remember being like, I don't know these things you're talking about. Yeah. Like, you know, they're talking about like
no,
female stuff. Right. I was like, what?
It's like, yeah, this is not stuff.
No.
It's a soccer ball and a minivan.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Not my thing.
Yeah, hello.
Well, I think what makes the show so successful is that you're all so real.
Oh.
And Pam fit right into that, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, and she really puts it out there. More than anybody I've ever seen.
Ever.
More than I'm comfortable doing.
Mm.
And real superstar. Just puts it all out there, for better or for worse.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Wherever it lands.
Amazing. I mean, every day I was like kicking myself like, oh my God, they seriously did this for me.
And I would kick her for her sometimes too.
Can we play this montage from all of our coworkers here?
Pam, you're leaving. The thing I regret most is that we never got to have the wild jungle sex we talked about.
But we did.
That's a visual.
Hold on a second.
Something's happening right now?
No, we didn't.
That is not an HR problem because it's a radio bit.
Exactly, right.
Just kidding.
Right. Hi, this is Megan. I do the digital and websites here. That's the same thing.
I love her.
Ouch.
Pam, it's been so much fun having you around these past couple years, and thank you for the one time after the Christmas party where I was very drunk and I slept on your couch.
That's right.
Had a lot of bruises.
Hi, this is Shannon.
Wait, what bruises?
Would you step on her again?
I think there might have been falling involved. I have a picture of that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Shannon. I'm the local sales manager here at Connoisseur Media, and there are just so many amazing memories that I've had with Pam. We have worked together for 14 years. We started in sales together. I just love her. You, her, I don't know. Am I talking to her?
Was it drinking involved?
I love that.
One of my favorite memories is when Pam and I went to the New Haven St. Patrick's Day parade, and we decided that we were going to call in sick to work the next day and pretend that we have food poisoning, and then Alan ratted us out.
Hey, Pam, it's Alan. I remember when you started.
He did. Oh, my God. So we both called out, and Alan and, like, our boss at the time, Robin, was like, totally believed us. And Alan went into Robin's office and was like, you know what yesterday was, right? And she was like, no. And he goes, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New Haven. You know they were both there. You know they both didn't get food poisoning.
He narked on you?
He totally narked on us.
Oh.
Just for the fun of it.
It was kind of fun.
All right, let's hear from Alan now.
Hey, Pam, it's Alan. I remember when you started, day one as a salesperson for one of the AM stations. You didn't make any sales, and that station no longer exists.
True.
But somehow you moved up from an AM station to an FM station. You didn't make any sales, and that station no longer exists.
True.
But somehow you moved up again to become the traffic reporter for Chaz and AJ in the morning. You didn't get any of the traffic reports right and became a success. So naturally, you're leaving us for the United States Coast Guard, where if the current pattern holds, you'll make exactly zero successful rescue operations and will probably be admiral and on the Joint Chiefs by 2025.
So true.
It's a career path.
We laugh, but you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Pam, Mike Lapitino here, your old buddy. We're really going to miss you. You know, you're like our little sister who's got seven, eight big brothers. And we'll miss you, definitely, for sure. You're doing the right thing. I think you're you know, going off to better things because, I mean, it's a dead end where you are right now. So you might as well get into the Coast Guard, for God's sakes. Why not? Just kidding. Anyhow, the best of luck to you. Yeah, you're like a sister to me. I love you, and all the best to you.
Hi, Pam. It's Dawn. I just wanted to tell you I am so crazy proud of you. Just remember all of those great memories and so many laughs from our days back in Norwalk to our move up to Milford. Remember when we took the trip to the city for Lisa's book signing and all of the Norwalk Oyster Fest that we had to put up with Steve's grumpiness. It's
What happened?
Oh, well, first we went to New York City. This lady, Lisa, who used to have a show on the AM station, her sister was part of the Real Housewives of New York City.
Oh, cool. Wow. Yeah.
So we went to this book signing, and all the Real Housewives were there.
Wow.
And there was like a red carpet, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was so
weird. You guys
weird.
Are walking on the red carpet?
Yeah, red carpet. We're talking to the people.
What a freaking life you've had.
Seriously.
I mean, so
you're,
wacky.
You're only 36. It's like you're Forrest Gump.
Exactly.
Like,
female version.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I did this thing where like I pretended I knew everyone. So I was like, hey, darling, how are you? And, like, I was like faking it. And people were, like, talking to me. Like, they thought maybe I was somebody because that's how I was approaching them. It was really funny.
Is there more or was that it? That's it?
It's been so much fun working with you. Just remember, in the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. Love you, Pammy. Go get them, girl.
Sounds like she was getting emotional.
Yeah, really.
She's been along for the whole ride.
She has, yeah.
On the hotline. On the hotline right now, the CEO of Connoisseur Woo! Media,
oh,
Jeff
wow.
Warshaw. Look, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey,
good
Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Thank you for coming on.
Pam, don't go. You're going to miss you so much.
I'm going to miss you too, Jeff.
All I can think of is the movie Stripes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be you. I think you're the Bill Murray. You're going to rouse them all up. So anyway, it's been great, and you've been a tremendous addition to the family, and we're going to miss you tremendously.
Oh, same here.
That's nice.
Thank you for everything. I really appreciate it. It's been awesome since you guys have taken over. Really, I mean, it's a great company to work for.
Well, thanks very much. Well, wishing you the best, and you know, you're going to be saving lots of lives. You've made everyone's lives better, and now you're going to be saving lives.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
We're not
I hope
sure
so.
About
Hopefully,
that.
Hopefully, really.
we'll try.
At least you'll be trying to.
Yeah, exactly.
Good attempt. Good attempt.
Right. Yeah. At least try. At least try, yeah.
It's the thought that matters.
Exactly, right.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank my pleasure. Dan.
It's happy, sad day. Oh, I didn't see you over there. I think you're in the hall somewhere.
Surprise.
Yeah, no, I'm here now.
There she is.
Happy, sad day.
Happy sad day. Goodbye. Yes.
Last hour of Pam.
Yep.
You
That's
better
weird.
Come and visit.
Yeah, final countdown.
You think my card will look?
It's the final countdown.
AJ's mom's been on hold for about a half an hour.
It's probably crushing Spanish right now.
Yep.
Good morning, mom.
Hey, Ma?
Did we lose you?
Hello.
Don't go sound
too
long. Hey,
everybody.
We're good. Thank you.
How are you,
Mom?
Hey. Pam, good luck on your adventure in the Coast Guard.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to hear your voice.
I wish you the best. I'm sorry we never got to meet.
I know. Me too.
But if you ever get a session in Long Island, give me a call. And you can tell me to dinner. I mean, I'll make you a nice dinner.
Oh, all right. I'm in.
Oh,
oh boy. Hey,
Spanish dinner.
Oh.
That's worth a trip to Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
It means mom steals all the ingredients.
AJ posts some Puerto Rican pictures. Yeah.
That's the first ingredient. Steal everything. You told me that, Ma. Hey, don't go.
Have fun in the Coast Guard and, you know, be careful.
Thank you.
I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, thanks,
Mom. Call you, Mom.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh, she's Love so you. Cute.
Bob Stefanowski's on the phone.
Bob!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got one very quick Pam story.
Uh-oh.
So Amy and I were on our way to the roast the other night. We said, you know, we really should get Pam something. The tribe has been good to us. And Amy says she loves pizza. So we stopped at Pepe's, and you know how you never know how much money to put on a gift certificate. I said, what about $50?
Wow.
And Amy said, well, at least go for $100. Pam really likes pizza. So I go in, and I ask the guys for $100. They thought I said $200. So we sent Pam a $200 gift certificate for pizza that she's got to eat in the next 2 weeks.
They did. I open it up. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
How much do they think I eat?
You can bring all your friends.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we should all go.
Have a pizza party.
I like Bob's strategy. Let's fatten her up, and then she won't be able to fit on that bus.
Exactly right. Or she'll be a buoy.
That's right. Well, right, exactly. And I started at $50. All of a sudden, I'm in the hole for $200 for pizza for Pam. I mean, I like you, Pam, but I don't know.
Well, that much.
Well, you're all about cutting spending, so $50 is great.
Yeah.
We should all have a big pizza party.
We wish you the best. I know you got a lot of callers. I appreciate you letting me call in. You're terrific. You guys were great to me, and I wish you the best, Pam.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
You're awesome.
Okay, guys.
Tell Amy we said thanks as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
They're so awesome.
Yeah. It's weird that Bob, who's Republican conservative, is always at our events or on the phone connected with the weed guy.
Right. Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Joe the weed guy is on now.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You remember to call. Cool.
Yeah. Hey, Pam, I wanted to call and say goodbye. Wish you best of luck in the Coast Guard.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm going to miss you a lot.
Same
Thank
here.
You so much for having me on the show.
And when Joe's supplies are coming in, look the other way. If you see that boat with no running lights, pay no attention.
Right.
Any floating bales, you can just call Joe. He'll take it off your
hands.
Exactly.
Right there in a second.
Why go out and get him when you can?
Call me first before you send it, turn it over to the authorities.
Exactly.
We got it.
Legitimate.
Right.
Yeah, and if you get any mail from Joe, just hand it back.
Right. Forward it to me.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, tomorrow's 420. I'm going to hit one for you, Pam. Have a good one.
Oh, damn.
420.
That's right.
420.
Exactly.
I should have asked Bob if he wanted to hang out with you tomorrow.
Right.
I asked him at the roast. He didn't want it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good.
He has stuff to do.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
You too, man.
Do we have a montage from guests?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Hey, it's Bridgeport Mayor Joe Gannon from Bridgeport calling for Pam. Pam, we're going to miss you. Thanks for all that you've done for all of us. I'm going to miss you on a personal basis. You are my last best chance of getting a real date.
Mayor Jay Moran, Manchester, Connecticut. My favorite Pam moment is when she lost her car in Hartford. Good luck, Pam. We'll miss you.
Hi, Pam. It's Stephanie Simone from News 8. I am so sad you're leaving, but I know you're going to do some great things. I'll never forget when we judged an Irish soda bread competition together. But now whenever I eat soda bread, I think of you. So thank you for that.
Hey, it's Joe Gannon again for Pam. I'm starting to sink in that you might really be leaving, and I think we can make this work, Pam, if you can just kind of give me a second chance.
Hey, Pam, this is Allison. I'm from the Ridgefield Playhouse. I just wanted to say I love you. I always knew you were a badass. I always knew you would do what you wanted to do. And ever since you helped me wash Charlie the dog at my house, we have been inseparable. No, I love you very much.
Hey, Pam, this is Teresa Dufour from Channel 8 and CT Style. And hey, I wanted to congratulate you on becoming Connecticut's second favorite former traffic reporter. What?
Nice.
That was great.
Second favorite. She meant it too.
Yeah.
I love her.
That's good.
Traffic reporter. Plus, now you and AJ can totally date. It's going to work out great.
And she rhymed it.
Yeah. Wow. Long Teresa.
It works. It doesn't work.
That was good.
Yeah, but thank you.
Congratulations. I'm going to miss you. Good luck.
Hey, it's Joe Gannon. I left a couple messages in a few minutes. I hope Pam would have called me back by now. So we're waiting around, hoping to hear from you, Pam. Okay. We're here. Bye.
Time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purpledumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Pam leaves this show.
Dumbass.
Seriously.
Really?
Coast Guard says yes.
What the hell are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
What?
For God's sake.
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
What's the deal with leaving the show?
Why the Coast Guard?
Right.
Why the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
You know, what else am I going to do?
Right.
I'm just kidding.
I had nothing else. Sound? I'll give it a shot. But yeah. I'm good that way.
Happy birthday to Mary Beth. She's on her way to Six Flags.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I wrote that weird. Her daughter.
Oh, all right. I'll read exactly how you wrote it.
Okay.
I think I screwed it up. Mary Beth is on the way to Six Flags with her daughter, Marissa. It's her ninth birthday Monday, and they're listening.
Oh, cool.
You didn't screw it up.
Oh.
Six Flags, awesome.
All right, happy birthday. And how do you know her?
So Mary Beth is my friend. I met her through the show and also my friend Andrea. And her husband is Mike, the avid outdoorsman who we've had in studio before.
Oh, I do it. Okay, good guy.
Yeah.
No, but this is special because this is how Pam has operated.
Yes.
You know, you meet her at an event, the next thing you know, you're her best friend.
Exactly.
Seriously. So it's... And then you're coming on the show.
Kind of like a tick, yeah.
You got to make friends somehow.
You got to make friends.
You jump on a host, you feed off, and you jump off again.
All right, we have a couple of coworkers that we didn't get to yet that want to wish Pam good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Pam, it's Ryan Roberts. I'm sitting at the airport. I wanted to send you a message. Still a little upset at you that we didn't make it to the Nordic Lodge for the all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's right.
I thought it was very brave that you took the third chair for Chaz and AJ, having never done radio. And I think it's very brave that you're going into the Coast Guard. Good luck. And I'll miss you.
Pam, at
hold
this
on
point,
a second. Is it me or does Ryan always sound stoned?
I think he is.
And by the way, you know, I know some people get home and they sit down and watch the TV and they're not near a radio at night. But you have to listen to that night show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
He's so funny. Incredibly talented. And I mean, no disrespect, because Phil did the night show for a little while and there's been some others. But I did the night show from 90 to 94 and it was Camp Chaos. And I got to tell you, Ryan has... killed it at night.
Yeah.
He's really, it's a very entertaining night show.
Yes, he is.
He's good.
Yep, great.
All right, who's next?
Ed. Pam, at this point in your life, I'm not sure what can be done to fix you. You're a mess. You're a disaster. But I wish you good luck in your new adventure, and hopefully you will find success. But if I can leave you with one word of advice, stop microwaving fish. It's disgusting. You're an animal. And wash your bras.
Pam, we've worked together for a very long time.
I do now.
That was it.
I'm sorry about the fish, but it's like, what am I supposed to eat? I have my dinner and I bring it in for lunch.
He hasn't
changed.
That's
how you save money.
Yep.
I walk in, everybody's faces are curling. I haven't Pam made fish.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And I smell something bad in the kitchen. Pam was here.
Pam!
They made a Facebook page for me.
Yep.
It's called Stop Microwaving Fish.
It's catchy.
At work or whatever it's called. Catchy. You know.
All right. Steve Soylent's the last one here. Pam, we've worked together for a very long time. I will miss you. My favorite memory will be back when we worked in Norwalk and we hid your sneakers in the fish tank and you couldn't find them because you would never keep your sneakers on your feet. The one thing I will definitely not miss, though, is you putting fish in the microwave.
Oh, like, oh, it's a thing.
Time, and you're the only person I know that does it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Gotta eat.
Good luck.
Wow.
They should have said, Coast Guard, good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Wow. Did he know that Ed said that?
Nope.
No.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's funny.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
That was true. The best trick ever.
And they
true.
Put your sneakers in the fish tank. I'm guessing a tank full of dead fish after
exactly
that?
Exactly right, yeah.
Pretty much. We had to get rid of it afterwards.
That's where the fishy microwaves come from.
Before we let Keith go into his weekly top five, is there any announcement on Pam's replacement?
There is no current announcement.
No current announcement.
Oh.
No. And what I was like, wait, should I be prepared
skipped
for something?
No, no, not at all.
Soon.
What do we think the timing is on that?
I think we'll know in the next 2 weeks. I think the person will be on in the next 2 weeks.
Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
That's quick.
Mm. All right.
It's not that quick.
Well, it could have been faster.
We've known since October.
Right, right, yeah, really. Not that quick.
Yeah. But we want to make sure we have the right person.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
you're so hard to replace.
There's no replacing Pam.
So. That was so sincere.
This is just like a Pam BJ this whole show today. She's so great.
Yeah. I was like, keep it coming.
So I know you don't like expressing feelings.
No.
But do you have any sad feelings that Pam's leaving?
Yeah, no, I really do. I think Pam's been an amazing success story. She's great for my personal resume and my LinkedIn and my future. But, you know, there's two stories I always tell about, like, talent development and stuff, and she's definitely one of them. So this is real bad for me because now she's, like, in the Coast Guard. And now I don't have the story anymore. But no,
get to the story, then they say, well, what's she doing now?
Right, like, she said, like, I'm going to be in the Coast Guard because you suck.
Right.
But no, she's been an unbelievable addition to the show, and we have been lucky to have you for the last 6 years, so it's been great. But like Howard Stern, you're not. So like everybody relax.
now,
I mean, true.
I love that. The compliment and the take back.
Shouldn't it go the other way around?
All right, time now for Boss Keith's top five.
All right, so top five potential Pam life outcomes. What could happen from here on out?
I
what
love
could
this
the
one.
Future okay. could be?
Like, no spoilers. Right. Here we go. Oh,
so number five, Alan stole my joke, though, but number five is continues to fail upwards and certainly becomes Admiral Pam by the summer of 2021.
Nice.
But are there admirals in the Coast Guard? Because I know nothing about this organization.
No, I think it's Commandant.
It's Commandant. Commandant. Oh, that's a good one.
Can you look it up, Phil?
Admiral Schultz. That's the admiral.
Should you know? Should
I just said his name.
Is he's really the admiral Schultz? Of them all.
He's the admiral.
Oh, there is an admiral.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you're on a ship, right? Who's in charge? What's their title?
Captain.
Commanding officer.
I think it would be captain of the ship, no?
Like, I would say commanding officer.
Got a little bars on his jacket. I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, so you'll be whatever that top person
right,
is.
Right, you'll be
admiral.
That. And then the president or something in 2035.
I won't miss that phone call right. from myself.
President Pam.
Right. Number four, Code Red. The other cadets turn on her, and it becomes a really compelling straight-to-Netflix documentary called Man, I Should Have Stayed at That Radio Station.
Is it a series, or is it just like
oh,
a two-hour
no,
movie?
It's like a two-hour docu-series. Yeah. 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 And then the guy that killed you's in it, and like, well, she didn't do the push-ups, and I was tired of scrubbing the floor.
Right.
Like, those sort of
she
thing.
Never made her bed, and we had to do a million push-ups, and it was time for a pillow fight. And
so like a murder mystery, but you knew who did it.
And then us and our, the other 18-year-olds that are recruits killed this 40-year-old woman. That's how it's going
to
go.
Oh, at least I make it to my 40th birthday, so that's good.
Number three, it all goes horribly wrong. Pam comes back here to the radio station, but the new person on the show is so awesome and such a superstar, we tell her to get lost.
I can see that.
So in an ironic twist, Pam works at the toll gantries on 95.
Nice.
Well, it's not like the Target, which you said that I was going to be working at a couple months ago.
You know, these jokes always move and change. Number two, potential Pam life outcomes. Pam gets stationed in Hawaii. Marries a wonderful Hawaiian man or woman. I don't know what goes on in that room.
Oh, man, Keith.
You never know.
Oh, my God.
They have wonderful half Hawaiian, half hot mess disaster kids, and she lives happily ever after.
Right.
That's a very likely scenario.
You know?
You and Susan will be so happy together in Maui.
They just because I'm single doesn't mean I'm a lesbian.
They call Susan Monolo, by the way.
These are all the things he can't get away with when he's not in the studio because he's a manager.
Right.
So like he's living another life when he's in front of the microphone. He knows he could get away with
plus,
oh, my God.
If Pam is in Hawaii, how many laid jokes she can make?
Oh, yeah. True. And the number one potential Pam life outcome is lost at sea.
No, I forgot there was one more left.
Pam, it's been great. We'll really miss
thank you. Thank
you,
Keith.
Phil?
All right, Pam, thank you for just being yourself. Sharing intimate and embarrassing details on air seems like a mistake. Seems like something you should tell a classroom full of broadcasting students not to do.
True.
But you've made one thing abundantly clear. None of that really matters. So just go on and be yourself. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at AJ. Laugh at me. Laugh at the boss. Laugh at the listeners. Laugh at your own terrible jokes. Laugh at mispronounced words. Laugh at dead whales if you want, Pam.
Not cool.
Laugh at any screw-up made by any person not named Pam. I'm extremely proud of you and how hard you've worked to get to this point, and I'm looking forward to what you do with it.
I thought that was a little mini roast, but it was heartfelt, but like kind of roast-like.
Yeah, you wrote it like 2 weeks ago.
I like that.
Yeah.
It took me a very long time. Yeah.
It did. The roast has just been extended.
Yeah, and Pam's face, I just wish we had a still of that.
Yep.
I was like, what am I listening to?
I was quite sure.
What's going on here?
Yeah. Thought this was in the be nice to Pam day.
Just kind of half sure.
AJ?
Well, Pam, with you leaving this now means that no one's going to undress me with their eyes anymore. So.
Were you nervous there, buddy?
I just wanted to know, you were the only person that actually did that.
I asked AJ, do you have anything prepared? He's like, not really.
Not really, no.
I'm like, I might flub. I'm like, oh, well, that'll be totally you.
I'm going to speak from the heart here. So unfortunately, that won't be happening anymore. So I feel violated now. But I want to say congratulations, good luck in all your endeavors. Now, people may have said that your voice was annoying, that you were annoying and stuff like that. I just want to say that.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Feel good Friday.
Yes. Feel good
you know
Friday.
Feel good goodbye day.
You know I love you.
I know.
You ever look around at a family function and you notice someone missing and then you wish you absorbed every second of the time you had with them? That's kind of how I feel right now. So I wish I enjoyed every second of it. So it's tough coming out at the end because I feel like everybody said everything that there is to be said. And I think that the tribe nailed it. And, all of those feelings are true. You're a very special person. We all know that. radio is just a box of parts.
It's true.
What comes through it is what makes it special. And it's the connection between the people on one end, people on the other. And when that connection is special, it's like those parts don't even exist. It's like we're just all together. So we laughed with you when you lost your car.
Yep.
We cried with you when you lost your Roxy.
Yep.
And you're just a very special talent. Like, every great talent is really good at, like, one thing. Like, Steve Perry's a good singer. Eddie Van Halen's a good guitar player.
She's a good eater.
That's my thing.
Pam is really good at a lot of things, like putting it all out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then regretting it later.
Yeah.
Right. tracking down guests.
Right.
Stalking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
just, you know, not answering the call when they call. But
that's right.
She tracks them down.
She did. Right. Yeah, she did track them down.
Yeah. Making boring things fun.
Right.
Yeah. Knowing when there's food in the kitchen.
Yep, it's true.
Oh, radar.
Like our little Sacagawea over there, yes. A little Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really good at being you. Total original. So you're leaving the team to join another team, but you're always a member of this family. So
thank you.
You better visit or Mama's going to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Totally.
Thank you for your hard work and dedication to the tribe. Thank you for making me look good.
Oh.
And never taking the credit. And, thank you for your service to the country now.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my really, pleasure. Seriously. I haven't done anything yet. But,
yeah. And we can now say thank you for your service to the country.
It. Right.
Once I, like, graduate and do all the
right,
things.
For your service in this capacity. All the guys said, Pam, thank you for your service. Get away. Hey, thank you for your service. Yeah.
Love you, Pam.
Love you, guys. Thank you.
Speech, Pam!
Awesome. All right, I don't also have anything prepared because I was trying to write something and I'm just better off, you know,
just being
just
you.
Whim, you know.
Just speak from the heart.
Yeah.
Speaking
so far,
from the heart.
So good.
You know, is there a way to just turn his friggin' mic off for
now
once
you know
this
why
whole
I do.
Week?
Yeah, speaking from the heart there.
Finally, Pam understands.
I remember when I was commuting every day from Hamden to Norwalk, I listened to you guys, and I was always like, man, that would be so fun to be on the show. And one of the reasons why I took the job was because it was under the same company that owned WPLR. So I worked for an AM station, same company that owned PLR. And I was like, maybe one day I can work my way up and work at WPLR. I grew up at the station. I grew up, you know, listening to Chaz and AJ. Not grew up listening to you guys, but commuted every morning listening to you guys. When I finally made my way into the building and I met you guys, I was starstruck. I never in a million years would ever think that you guys would want me to work on your show. So it's been an honor every single day. When you guys came into that office that they gave me for not doing anything, and you guys sat on the couch and offered me the position, I couldn't even believe it. I had no idea it was going to happen. I just thought you guys wanted me in to tell wacky stories because I'm weird and I always have weird stories.
Well, it was that, yes.
Yeah. And I just remember every day being like, I can't believe I'm on Chaz and AJ. It's crazy. I've learned so much from you guys. I've grown a lot, as you can tell. You know, I don't make 911 calls anymore.
Right.
No. You find your car.
No, I've never seen someone grow so much in 6 years in my life.
It's because of you guys. I mean, I always found myself working harder because I always wanted to really impress you guys. I wanted to make you guys proud. So, you know, I'm you guys are responsible for me kind of going in this direction. I don't think I would ever.
We're making in more ways than one.
Yeah, you guys kind of like push me out in a way.
Pushed her out.
Yeah.
Making her leave.
Babe,
she was like, screw this. I'm joining the Coast Guard.
This is a compliment?
So it's been just a pleasure every single day. And one of the things I'm really going to miss the most is the tribe. I have made so many friends who are tribe members and also guests. I mean, people that I will be in contact for the rest of my life I've met through this show. So I just really hope that the next person coming in, I know they're going to be awesome, but I really hope that they appreciate the tribe as much as I do. You guys email me, Facebook me, text me, and it makes me happy whenever I get a message. I mean, it just the support that the tribe has given me is overwhelming. It's amazing. I really love you guys. So I can't believe this is my last day. It's really weird. It's bittersweet, but I really have appreciated every single day. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that Fire Pam from PLR page is finally off Facebook. You dick.
That's a nice way to end.
Yes.
You dick.
They didn't fire me, so.
And then she said,
who won? Yeah. Who won that one?
That's right.
Me. No, but
you
really.
Did.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.